This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The men's room top 10.
10 soothing pre-sleep habits for a restful night and productive next morning. For me, it all begins with a healthy regimen of whiskey, a tasty anti-anxiety pill, brushing my flowing beard for 10 minutes, applying Vaseline to my earlobes and elbows, donning my favorite footy pajamas, turning on the sound of honeybees, and finally, my dog Henry licks the fingers of my left hand after I've coated it in smooth peanut butter. Works like a charm every time.
Glad it's his fingers.
Vaseline on your ears and elbows.
Oh, sure. They get dry.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
No.
Not ears, but elbows is a massive one.
Really?
Yeah. You bet.
Yeah.
I'm black, brother. Vaseline was first aid for all maladies when you're a child. Didn't matter. But Vaseline on it.
I don't even own Vaseline.
Really?
Well, no. Yeah.
Damn. So these are some soothing pre-sleep
habits. Vaseline has gone out of fashion. Not everywhere. But I don't know. When I was a kid,
it was everywhere.
Right, same thing. My mom, whatever happened, you put Vaseline on it.
Go back outside, stop crying.
My household, it's Aquaphor. Just another ointment, but it's a cure all.
We got Aquaphor.
Oh, yeah. All over the place. Nothing beats chapped lips better than Aquaphor.
That's what my son uses it for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That dude, Aquaphor. You know, a lot of people get addicted to the chapstick.
Yeah.
He's all about his Aquaphor.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah.
Do not that, let that I was going to say,
Vaseline, and then my mom also had the theory that whatever was going on, just take an Epsom salt bath.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So as far as the pre-sleep habits for a restful night, they finish out the list with making your wind-down routine as consistent as possible. If you want to make real changes to your sleep routine, including with your pre-sleep habits, it's important to start small. Begin by just picking a couple of some of the ideas on this list and be consistent with them before tweaking the routine.
Do you have any kind of routine before you go to bed? I mean...
I
check the house, turn off the lights, check the doors.
Pretty much.
That's it.
How many times you check the door?
Once.
Jesus.
Because, well, the reason why I said, honestly, just having the dog, I'm very confident should anyone open the door, they got a problem because she's a lunatic and she doesn't know you.
Yeah.
Whatever. Also, I'm awake, so when I shut down the house, that's when I lock the door because the dog's going to follow me into the bedroom.
And I consciously will be like, checking the door, it is locked. We're not checking it again. Then my little routine is generally I'll go in my bedroom, turn on the TV, hit the sleep timer, go use the bathroom, brush some teeth.
Not all of them.
Right. Just some.
And then check that goddamn locked door.
Really? There you go.
Every night. Miles, I know. I locked it.
I've found
I can't help it.
I found in those situations either saying what day it is or what day of the week it is helps.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that way you can know that you set it on Thursday or you set it on Wednesday the 5th. I lock the door.
Right.
That sort of a thing.
I mean, look, I'm with you. I don't know. I feel like I'm checking that door two or three times.
And you know what? That's not a problem. I have heard one, kind of like what you're saying, Steve. They put it in a very poetic way. It's just putting the house to sleep, putting the house to bed.
But that's it. It's like that's always the last thing I do.
Clean things that need to be done. Yeah. Tuck it in, kiss it on his forehead, give it a little glass of milk. Set your alarm for the same time every single night. Even if you don't set your alarm for the next day right before bed, they say that it's probably the most important habit of all if you want to fall asleep faster at night. Sleep truly starts in the morning, so getting up at the same time every day and getting light first thing is what's going to align the body to a 24-hour day.
I'm on one of those lights that light up slowly.
How is that working for you?
Awesome. And not only that, but I will wake up before it starts.
Nice.
If I set
and
it...
just wait for the glow, kind of?
Well, no, I'll shut it off, because now I'm up. It served its purpose. Like, set it, I will get up before the alarm. If I don't, I will sleep past the time that I need to get up.
Yeah. Soothing pre-sleep habits, they say to read an actual paper book.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Says it helps calm the mind.
It does.
This person here says that they try to read for at least 10 minutes in bed before falling asleep. These few minutes quiet the thoughts about the leftovers on the to-do list and make falling asleep that much quicker. The only downside there is that I've heard that it causes kind of a subconscious reaction that when you start reading, you start getting tired.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can muscle past that, it is a great way just to give the mind a little bit of a project to fall asleep to.
It does. But for me, it really depends what I'm reading, because you're right. I will go to bed. I will lay in bed. I'm thinking voraciously about whatever I've just read. But then you have dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times. So I'm like, I probably won't read Stephen King before. Not because I'm scared, but I'm going to have an effed up dream that involves some Stephen King crap.
This person says that they swear by their white noise machine. They say, I originally bought it from one of my...
Oh, my God.
Oh, that light has that, too.
Are you sure you live in this house?
You can do waves.
There's raisins in my chicken salad.
All right, everyone ready to rock and roll?
You can do the
music. That's
just
what I'm picturing.
It sounds like a massage parlor.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're getting a massage.
Yeah.
And they play that dreamy music.
Yeah. Mm.
Sounds like that, too. They got waves, birds.
Exactly.
All the
stuff. I mean, a little basil and you boil a chicken breast. That's the best way to eat it. Anyhow, time to get up. Time to go to sleep.
Hey,
it's time to go to sleep. You want some mayonnaise?
Hey there. Time to go to
People
sleep.
People do listen to those sleep stories, too.
Time to go to sleep. You want to retry that handshake real quick?
Jesus. Mike, have you heard of those? Those guys that do the sleep stories?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like famous people who talk to you at night, and they put you to bed.
What are they talking about?
My ex-wife does this. Nothing.
Hey, Matthew McConaughey.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
I'm going to just relax for a bit,
got it? Just hang out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet your Fran Drescher does not do it
on his pillow.
Gilbert Godfrey.
It's time to go to sleep.
Just listen to
relax your mind.
Listen to him read Goodnight Moon.
Your day's over. You did it. You can chill now.
They say to take a warm bath.
Chicken was too spicy. Oh. Good night.
Have a good night. They say take a warm bath.
Yeah, hot shower sometimes. If I'm really, like, worked up, or like, the brain's just racing.
Yeah.
That warm shower at night, especially at night, too. Like, in the morning, I don't know. I'm not in the shower that long. But at night, it's like, we could spend some time in here.
They go, dim the lights as it gets dark out. It's basically bringing your eye intensity down, letting everything relax there. We hear it every time. Ditch the electronics 2 hours before bed.
Yeah, that blue light, man. Mm-hmm. It'll hurt you.
Don't eat dinner too late, especially if you're prone to heartburn. I don't have a choice. I get home at 7 o'clock, as does my wife, and then we need to make dinner.
That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah, I eat pretty late.
Yeah.
But I will say, the heartburn's tough. That's the Friday night, Saturday night. Let's eat something at midnight. I'm like a gremlin. I shouldn't feed myself after midnight.
Miles, you nailed it. Sleep Story podcasts are the best.
Oh, they are.
They got them on there. Man. Write down to-dos and other thoughts that might keep you up at night.
Let me just write it down before you go to sleep.
Exactly.
So it's out of your head. You don't have to remember it as you lay in bed.
Right. It's bothering you. You write it down. Therefore, and you kind of trick your brain into thinking it's taken care of for now. It's on my to-do list. I've written it down. Like I said, there's nothing that you're going to do about it at 10:30 at night. You can't go to the store and pick up whatever it is that you needed. Okay. Write it down. We've got it taken care of. Now we have a plan.
I tend to have pen and paper in the bedroom anyway. Because I'm one of those people who wake up at like 4 in the morning and just have an idea. And if I think it's funny, write it down. Because I've learned my lesson that you'll remember this, and then I don't.
Right.
Yep.
So I'm just like, just write it down, man. Exactly. It might be stupid, but figure that out tomorrow when you read it.
I gotta do that. And then this is the number one soothing pre-sleep habit for a restful night and productive next morning.
Masturbation, man.
That would
seriously
work
like
crazy, yep. Dude.
Yeah, clean the pipes.
Get one out on you.
If I polish that bad boy and then head to bed, I mean, ow.
You ever wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning, can't get back to sleep?
Yep.
Go knock one out real fast.
Because it's already there.
No, fairly close, though. Give meditation a try if you haven't already.
Yeah. Meditation, my bad.
If you don't like to do that.
The wrong M-ation.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.